You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion.
Ladies and gentlemen, man himself has decided to grace us with his presence. Warrior Rick is here. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. I love the way you say, I decided, because that's what it's about. You have to make a decision, huh? I made that decision that I would give you some grace. I'm up in here at Jacaranda, and it's wonderful to be here.
So Rick's looking fantastic. It looks like he's making money. Making money, Rick?
Which financial year are we talking about? 2020, 21, or 2022?
2021.
2021.
Good year.
Better than 20. Definitely better than 20.
Good, good.
By far.
Because I love this. You say on your new, what is this? The new theme is the comeback year.
Yeah.
Where's that coming from?
Do you like that?
I love it.
You like that? Well, I mean, we hear it all the time. We hear it with athletes and we hear it with personalities that say, this is their comeback year. You know, they lost so much and they used to be great, but they're not great anymore. So I said, no, we need to talk about what we learned, not what we lost. So in 2021, it was lack, it was loss, it was physical, it was financial. And I really think it was on purpose. I think the universe was looking after our attitudes and our behavior. I think we were a bit arrogant, quite frankly, as a people, as humanity. And I think as I look back on it, I realize that I was also complicit. I was also part of that needing to have to learn and unlearn behaviors. And when I realized that, I said, you know what? 2022 is going to be bright. And I didn't say it in 2022. I said it in 2021. I claimed it. I said that in order for me to make it happen, I'm going to have to do some of the things I did in 2021, which was planting seeds in the desert. There was a lot of things that I had no idea about. I gave it a shot and it worked. Being more digital, going online, trying to figure out how to get the message to people when I didn't have mass gatherings like the races. And what happened was, quite frankly, was I saw blades popping through the desert. It's like little blades popping up. In faith, not knowing where I was going, a bit lost in the desert, but certain things started to happen that helped me. And it also took patience and hard work as well, obviously.
I just want to say one thing about this guy here. Mm-hmm. So nothing is ever wasted, ironically enough. Now, I just want to tell you one thing. So Rick and myself, we've been trying and trying to get a TV show off the ground called 24 Hour Rick. So as part of the process, he visited with a family. And the idea is Rick spends 24 hours with the family, and then he attempts to fix what's broken. Yeah. So after the 24 hours, the idea is that that family then uses these new skills and then hopefully will be functioning better as a unit afterwards. So Rick met with his family who were about to move, relocate. And there was within the family a lot of tension, a lot of strife. They were bumping heads. And it's amazing to me. We then went, Rick spent 24 hours with them. We filmed all of this. And we said to one another, how are we going to sell this thing? Because we need a platform. Where are we going to take it? But now, in all of this time, Rick, we've missed one thing. The family.
Yeah.
So they are doing amazingly well.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
They've come together. They're much more united than they ever were. And they're happy. And I see these pictures and they're so happy and their sons are happy. We lose sight of things like that.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
We think I wasted my time. But we forget that there was an impact, that we had an impact, that we had a purpose, although we didn't see it.
You've been to Kruger National Park.
Mm.
And in the bush, what we learn, exactly what you say, that everything has a purpose and nothing is wasted. And that although you may not like the circumstances, drought, flood, you may not even like the dung beetle because of what they play around with. Mm. But the point is that there is a purpose for everything. So I love that concept of things not being wasted, but you have to be patient. You have to wait it out. You have to give the universe a chance to conspire in your favor. Bring the right people, bring the right environments. I call them catalysts. You need catalysts in your space. And catalysts aren't looking to better themselves. They're actually looking to better you, the environment, the people. But if you don't give that a chance, then you'll never know if you could win.
I loved the fact that you're on this afternoon. I loved the earlier caller that we had on. This woman phoned in and she said, everything, I think I'm cursed. Like a witch came to my house while I was sleeping because nothing is going right in my life. And I was talking to you on the air and I said, well, nothing? So out of 800 people that contacted us, we pick you to speak to our show psychic, but nothing is going right for you. The phone that you're holding is yours, but nothing's going right for you. And it's the perspective thing. It's that thing of, you know, my life is a complete disaster. How? Really? More than the person next door?
It's about starting with the simple, isn't it? To give thanks, and that's what we learned in 2020, especially, is that we needed to back off and retreat. And when we did that, I think we started saying this word over and over again. Hopefully, it hasn't become cliche, and that is gratitude. And with gratitude, you learn that it is in thanksgiving that you begin to get what you need. What you want, it comes and it goes. That's happiness. It's a fleeting moment. First kiss, graduation, a promotion, but joy no one can steal. And the only way you maintain your joy is to be thankful that you got it, because it's yours. It's not for anyone else. That's your joy. And you can't be dependent on Felicity or Joe or the show. It's your joy. And it is up to you to bring that joy. And if people want to participate and be part of that, then we can talk about the happiness. But that's external. So maybe the curse that she's feeling is on the outside, but inside, even if there's just a wee bit, a little bit, there's joy. She's got joy.
You cannot get what you want all the time.
Oh, are you going to sing to me now? Come on. Bring it. Bring it. I'm ready.
I hate that. It's not, I want, but I'm not getting. So now I'm depressed because I'm such a good person. It has to happen. I expect this to happen in my life. Now it's not happening. Now, you're sure. My life is not.
I didn't understand that.
Listen to the phone. The phone is joining the conversation. The phone's going, I don't know. What are you saying?
Are you getting philosophical with us, Ria?
The phone is not following, Rick. Can you tell us? Back to you.
Expectations is what you were speaking about, Ria. Expectations. Expectation of want versus need. And I think oftentimes, you know, we say we need certain things and we can't even take care of those needs. I think if we start talking back to ourselves and we have work to do and say, I get to do this. There was something I learned in watching some of the speakers internationally speaking about this whole concept of chores and work that you have to do. That's part of the process, whether that's making your bed or washing dishes or picking up dog poo. The fact that you got a bed, got dishes, have pets, that's something that you get to do. So you have to be able to give thanks for the things that you need, and then the wants come. But now if you start throwing away the wants, says, well, I wanted the dog, but really it's just too much work. I mean, it just reeks of arrogance. It reeks of a lack of appreciation.
Amen. You hanging around?
I'm going to stick around. Good Joe, stuff. Is that you cool with that?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm picking up some pearlers here.
Pearlers. Pearlers. Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Let's go.
Just a dry soft guest, the comments you make.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.